He became a gamekeeper.
Well, he knew everything about it, didn't he? I mean, he was a crack shot as well.
He was a crack shot.
And he had ferrets as well, you know.
He would go Elfring.
Oh, an Elfring.
Every night.
That bought our clothes for Easter, didn't it?
Yes, it used to buy our clothes and our food, but 9 times out of 10, the food was what he caught, either fishing or...
Or those big eels, wasn't it? Eel cutlets, like the... I mean, we'd eat some now, would you, at the Severn?
Rabbits, we always had rabbits.
Whoppers, those eels, weren't they?
So we never starved.
No.
It was always, but one day he took my own. I had a favourite one, a little white one. And I came home from school and it was gone. And I said, "Where's my rabbit?" And
Dad
said,
"It got out."
Well, it was in the stew pot, and I had a pair of mittens out of it as well.
And anyway, we sat down for stew that night. My rabbit was in that stew.
And I had a nice pair of mittens.
And I couldn't do a thing about it. All I had to do, you know, I couldn't do anything about it because we had tweeds. And that was what, I mean, okay, we could come down here and spend a couple of bucks, probably the men could. Well, I'm believing that. But they were happy, and yet we had to fight, really, for food.
And the garden snails.
And the garden snails.
And the garden snails.
Yes.
We used to get to
they were whoppers,
like it.
Granddad done that.
Just pick the snails up, throw them in there, put them into salt water, boil them up on the stove. They were better than winkles. So they were
and what were left over? He sowed down the purple.
That's right. Taking down
the plant.
What was left over?
And did you have a garden? Did he grow vegetables?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he had allotments as well.
Yes, a lot of them had allotments.
In the vicarage, the allotment,
yes,
wasn't
that was in St. James' Church. You know, it's the vicarage there. Just further up the road, Cuthbert Cooper.
Yeah. I saw
the back
I've
of there. She got pictures on it. And they all had
allotments. Along this.
So what year is this? Is this?
Well, I was 4, so I'm 17 now. So where is he? On this somewhere. There he is, Cuthbert Cooper. Mm. That's Upton Street. I mean, that gap there. There's houses in there now.
That looks like a street party.
It is.
For VE Day. Victory over Europe, wasn't it?
Yes, VE Day.
So that's 1945.
Yes.
That would be.
Mm. Yeah, because I was 4, so that's right. And then Sheila's along there.
Mirror somewhere. There I am.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's me.
And there's me. In Mum's
And is your are your parents in the picture?
No, Dad was away in the RAF.
Yeah.
But Mum's there.
But Mum's there. She's old in Patna.
Oh, yeah.
This is all the neighbours.
She's the one who was born during the air raid.
Yeah.
If you can, well, 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks after the air raid, because my mum and the neighbour was talking away, this is during the war,
talking away
to each other.
I
heard a droning noise, very low droning.
Yeah.
And the next day, I ran out to the garden where they were talking to see a
glorious
plane coming over the St. James's Church steeple.
And
it was dropping incendiary bombs, and three... bombs were
dropping. I can't have told you,
so I got us all to lay on the phone and start talking to school
when
to
come home
and
from
it
the
went
war.
Off in Barton Street.
But
a whole lot of it went off in Barton Street.
See.
So that was almost opposite the India House, but a little bit further along from the India House, and the whole terrace gone. The old terrace had just come down.